Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Mechomot Yerushalayim is daf hey, and we are holding right at the edge of our seats. And the reason we're holding at the edge of our seats is because we had this case of the mission later on where somebody gets a stroke in the middle of his shlichut in front of Beit Din. He delivers a get. He can't say b'fanai nechtam v'fanai nechtam. And somehow or other, he says that the Mishnah says you could be mekayim et ayedei v'chotmim. According to Rabbah, how can we help to be mekayim v'chotmim? If the issue is, as our entire sugya is revolving around that one single question, about whether the basis of the takana of tzarech lomar b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam is because of a simple chashash that we will not be able to be mekayim the get because it's so difficult to have people traveling, then this makes sense. If in fact you can be mekayim, obviously. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the regular kiyum. The point of b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam was to make it unnecessary to have a normal kiyum and not to be able to abolish or show up later on and say, I don't know where this came from. And then we have this whole issue of how it is that the get is kosher. Okay, so it's fine. Obviously, it's kiyum b'chotma. There's no chiddush in that. That's wonderful. Right? We're not going to possibly get it, you see, because of our takana. But according to Rabbah, who holds that the issue is that there's no bikiyut in lishma, and therefore we have a chashash that even if it wasn't mizuyaf, there's still a problem. How do we know it's get kosher? And therefore, if a baal would be ma'ar er, not about ziyuf, but saying that, oh my gosh, a terrible disaster, we didn't realize it needed to be nichtav lishma, then he'd be able to pass over get. Or at least according to Tosis, he'd be able to be motzi laz on the children, that they're mamzerim, and that itself either might be itself a psul in a get, according to one sheet in Tosis, or we want to avoid laz, according to the Reem. But the point is that it's certainly not going to be enough for you to be mekayim a get b'chotmav when that wasn't the issue in the first place. What are we going to do according to Rabbah? And that's where we were stuck. I mean, that seems to be a deadly question. And now comes an entirely new issue that we neglected to speak about, which is, this is all once upon a time. Today, people are bekiyum lishma. I mean, everybody gets on the internet, everybody knows the lishma. I mean, even a jerk who doesn't know much about getting, you know, he takes a YouTube thing that tells you how to prepare a get, you know, in an half an hour. Right? And you know, you know, so I mean, how the heck would there be a problem? Then therefore, Enoch Inami says the Gemara, it's talking about la'akar shalamdu. This is after things have changed. People nowadays, they know about this. What? So then, I didn't understand the whole thing. If you're telling me that there's no longer a problem of lishma, so then why does that have to do with it? He couldn't say he got a stroke. That's nothing to do with he got a stroke. You're saying things have changed. So you don't have to say for nine. So then why does it say because he got a stroke in the middle of of talking? So then even Yochol Nami. And if he could say the b'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam, he shouldn't have to say b'fanai nechtav v'fanai nechtam, right? So either you have the gezeira, you don't have the gezeira. I mean, if you don't have the gezeira, why does it say only because you got a stroke? Now, this doesn't make any sense for the obvious reason. This has nothing to do with Rabbah and Rava. Is it not true that according to Rava, this made exactly as much sense? Eino yachol, you're going to be mekayim b'chotamav, right? Okay, but if he is yachol, according to Rava, if he is yachol, then it's enough to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, right? In other words, obviously, if you have a real kiyum, you have a real kiyum. What are we talking about? If the issue is only ein eidim mitzuyim l'kayimai, if you walk in with a get and you bring along witnesses or mekayim the signatures on the get, the whole discussion is absurd. So, of course, according to Rava, it means that you don't need to say. But the meaning is always that
It's not necessary in a normal case, which means that when I say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, what I'm doing is I'm offering you a way out. I'm not adding a need.
That is the key.
That takes the place of a normal key. And with two witnesses, now we, with a whole svar that we said before, since he has to be oimed b'fanai bezer, b'fanai shnayim, that takes the place of a normal key, right? So according to Rava, the definition of the Eino Yochol is then you're going to have to make a bigger effort. Okay, that's not a problem. But according to Rava, the Eino Yochol translates as, since normally there is a problem of Lishma, we're allowing you to get away with something. It's just the opposite. We should expect more, not less, right? So therefore, according to Rava, I can ask this question. What are you telling me the case is over here? Look, since the guy got a stroke, we will accept the fact that he doesn't say the b'fanai nechtam, and we will therefore go to kiyum. Now, what sense does that make? According to Rabbah, normally we need more. If you're going to tell me, no, normally we don't need more because it's liacha shalamdu, then the meaning of the whole Mishnah, which up until now has always been Tzorech Lomar, and it doesn't help to be Mekayim, right? That's what it means according to Rabbah. Don't try to tell me that it's enough that I know that it's not Mezuyah, but it's not. So therefore, if he gets a stroke, what do I do? Be Mekayim. What? Well, Laka Shalamdu. So then if it's Laka Shalamdu, the whole structure of the Mishnah is absurd. So then even Yochol Nami? Ah, that's because of Gezeira Shemiyachzor Dovah LeKilkulo. Well, we're not going to... I mean, look, you understand that YouTube is aimed as a house of cards. The first time the satellites go down, the first time a dirty bomb goes off and God knows where, then everything collapses. So what's going to happen over then? And we're going to be left with Gittin that are coming in without people being able to access Gittin for Dummies. And then they're going to be back to where they were in the beginning. We can't allow the whole thing to fall apart just because we have YouTube. And because of that, we keep the Gezer Shemi Yahutzah Dover LeKikula. Now, according to Tosis, by the way, who holds that the question of Lomdu is not really a question of dummies or not dummies. It's a question of people not being aware of the realities of the way the Torah is nidreshet. So that you have any type of people that are very fine Jews, and they think they're doing everything correctly and so on, and they're not aware, you know, that doesn't sound like a real limud, you know, I don't accept that, this makes more sense. So because of that, they weren't beginning Lishma because they didn't accept that, because of law means Lishma, means exaggeration, whatever. The Akash Shalomdu means after they learned what it meant to live within the milieu of the development of Halacha and Torah, and understanding that it's not the way it is in university. So, okay, because of that, then it's not just a matter of yediyas. Then it becomes a matter of context. And contexts change. You know, you go to a place where nothing, you're starting all over again. It's after the Second World War. You're coming to a place in Timbuktu or Tennessee, for that matter. You don't know where you're coming from. So what do you have? You have text. You have YouTube. I mean, so what? It won't even be enough. Because knowing the things and applying them contextually are two completely different things. That's how Tosafot understands the Liacha Shalamdu. In any event, we seem to be caught between a rock and a hard place. If you're telling me the Gezerah remains in effect, then it shouldn't be enough to say b'mekayim b'chotamav. If you're telling me that the Gezerah wasn't in effect, then the entire Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Then why are you telling me you might have thought you need more? It can be mitkayim b'chotamav. I would never have thought you need more, said Rabbah. I know that we're talking about Lachar Shalamdu. So you're talking about an impossible situation. If Gzera Shemiyahu the Kukulay, so then he hokel, then we're back to the question. So then Eino Yochol, even if he can't say, it's not going to help because you just said, we have a Gezerah that if you can't say v'nai nechta, it's no good. Problem. And here we come to something that we often get to, which is even where the Rabbanan make a takana or a Gezerah, the application of that takana in Gezerah is only meant milechatchila to cover normal circumstances. We don't make takanas for unusual events. And therefore, how often do you think that someone delivering a get gets a stroke in the middle of his appearance in court? I mean, so what? I mean, this is a theoretical occurrence, or it occurs once every 100 years or 200 years. The Gezerah originally is not meant to cover circumstances that are not shliach. And therefore, when something out of the blue takes place, we don't say because, well, we have a Gezerah, Shabbat. Okay, come on. I mean, there's not an overall. Normally, we say halacha lo plug rabbanan. But lo plug has to do with different types of cases to cover, even cases where the svara is not as real. But so what? Okay, you're right. There's less of a chashash in that case, but we'll cover all cases. That's lo plug. We can't start analyzing it case by case. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with events, not cases. Events that don't happen were never kolol in the original takana. And therefore, since the person who was initially a pikeach hands over a get, and then all of a sudden he gets a stroke, nitcharesh is a milter lo shchicha. Milter lo shchicha, lo gozer barabban. Now, in order to clarify the difference between the concept of a gezerah inclusive, which is the norm, and a milta d'lo shchicha, the Gemara now asks, if we are looking at shchicha and lo shchicha, then is it not true that for a woman to be a shliach l'holacha, to bring herself a get, to deliver that get in front of Beis Din, as if she's a robot, right? And now she hands it over as if she has nothing to do with anything, gives it over to the Beis Din, says, now she becomes the woman. Now the Beis Din gives over this get to the woman who had actually brought the get and said, now clearly that's not shchicha, right? And yet, you said in a milsa lo shchicha lo gozra. Answers the Gemara. Now that's not the same, because the overall halakha was shalot tachalot b'shlichut. There the din is, what is a shliach supposed to do? We're not going to make differences in who the shliach is. Whoever the shliach is, this is what the shliach has to do. It doesn't matter whether it's in shchicha or not shchicha to be the shliach, for God's sake. That's what a lo plug means. What does a shliach do? Are you the shliach? Fine. What's the difference if it's rare that somebody with four arms is a shliach? It's irrelevant to us. Masha Inkin, over here where you're saying we had an event that nobody would have thought of, and therefore it should be koveya that the get is puzzled in such an event, we don't mean to create problems in events that don't happen. That's the point. So we're not going to be metakein in the first place something that is going to be a real issue. I mean, what are we going to do now? How are we going to ever cover this get for this woman? Well, so why should we make the gezeira in cases like that? Okay. Ask the Gemara, aha, all right. But if that's the case, if the husband himself brings the get to deliver it to Beis Din, who are then meant to be those, so he comes from Chutz Laretz, brings a get from the local rabbinate who did not deliver the get to his wife, brings the get to Eretz Yisrael where his wife is located, hands it over to Beis Din. So now he's a shliach, right? So, and yet, Alama Tanya, why then does it say that when the Baal himself brings the get, what's Moshe if he get, eino tzerich lomar b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? How do you explain that? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, how do you explain that? I mean, obviously there are two ways of looking at the Baal. He's the Baal, and or he's the Shliach. So you're saying, if the Baal is the Shliach, let's include him under Shlichut. Oh, it's absurd. Why should we? The only reason that we made the Takana in the first place is why? Time of my Omer Rabbanu Tzarech Lomar Fanai Nechtab Fanai Nechtab. Is because we're afraid, Dilma Ati Baal Ma'ar Ero Pasol. And according to Tosus, you'll recall this is not even a real psul anyway. He can't pass away. He'll just be motzi laz on the kids. So this guy is a real mamzer who wants to make life miserable for his ex, right? This guy is cooperating. This guy's coming at the bezdin. This guy's delivering the get. What are we going to be chayish? We should make a gzera to call the Baal the shliach, just because there's faces of it in which we view him as the shliach. Why include him in the whole shlichus deal? He's a cooperative husband. So now what we're going to say, if the guy's been making trouble from the first place, we see he doesn't come to Besdin. Obviously the Besdin had to send the get, they had to found somebody else, and they want another Besdin. Oh my God, there's things going on over here. Okay, so I understand over there, but for us to view, I mean, you're going to tell me that when a Baal delivers a get, he is ipso facto a shliach. That's the question. Or do we include this in the concept of shlichut or not? Why should we? And therefore, why should we make the gezeirah?
Why is he giving it to the beis din?
But the guy, what is he? The beis din is not shlich for the yisha. The beis din is the formal people that are going to handle it correctly. What do I know? I don't know. You guys, please, will you handle deliver this get for? I mean, I don't know what to do. Fine. Tashma. Okay, so now let's get back to the issue again. And remember, how are we stacking up the machloket so far in the Mishnah that Rabba agrees that there's also a problem of kiyum? However, he holds that kiyum is not sufficient because that only avoids an irur of ziyuf, and we need to protect the woman from an irur of psul, such as lishma, right? Whereas according to Rava, we don't worry about the lishma because nobody would pay attention, bichlal, to an idiot who's claiming that the bezdin wrote a get shelo lishma, since there's no such thing as a bezdin that's not baki in lishma, and he'd be laughed out of court anyway. And therefore, our only question is this accurately the signature of the witnesses that it's claimed to be? What do we do if the Baal says, I'm telling you, this was never written, this is a joke? It's okay. That's the only problem. So now let's see. Tashma. The boy Minish Mumi Ravuna. We had our famous question initially, where we were saying that one of the differences between a purely Rabbah approach, which we thought originally, that according to Rabbah, we're only chayish lishma, and according to Rava, we're only chayish for einayda mitzuyim lekayma. If you recall, one of the differences between those two approaches was at yuhu beitrei, right? So if two people are the shluchim, so we said over there, if the svara is einayda mitzuyim lekayma, what do you need? You have your two Adim Lekayma right over here. Don't tell me nobody's around, right? Mashenkin, if the problem is Lishma, who cares how many people come? What does that have to do with Lishma? Then we ended up saying, well, but the truth is, of course, Rabbah holds of Rava also. Okay, so now comes along Shmuel, and he asks Ravuna, what would be the halacha if two people bring a get? Shlaim Sheviu Gate B'midat Hayam. I want to know. Tzrichim Shem Rabbah V'neinach V'neinach Tam. Oh, ain't tzrichim. Omar le, so Rav Huna says to him, no, there's no din of needing to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Obviously not, because look, suppose these two guys, instead of saying, look, we bring this get, and we want to deliver it because the Baal gave it to us. You're saying that's not enough. The Baal gave it to you is not enough. You still have to say b'fanai nechtam. Suppose they hadn't say, we're delivering this get, and the Baal gave it to us. Suppose they simply walk into the court, and they say, we testify that we witnessed a Baal handing this document over to his wife and saying, this is your get. Yeah. Obviously, that stands up in court as proving that this woman is divorced, correct? I mean, of course, people are testifying that she was divorced. If I testified that she was divorced in court, I have to also testify b'fanai nechtam. Of course not. I saw the delivery of a get. Now, you're telling me if I myself deliver the get, I have to say b'fanai nechtam. That's because I'm only one person. And I'm not believed to say I witnessed a get in such and such a location. But if two people come in who are believed to witness a get in such and such a location, why the heck would they have to add just because they're also shluchim? It's absurd.
They're aiding.
Exactly. So, suppose both of them would say, Bifanenu girsha. Milo mehemne. So, wouldn't they be believed? Okay, so obviously, they're believed. Now, this is all very nice to say such a thing. Court, as we said before, wasn't this the very difference between Rava and Rabba before? So, the Rava, this is absolutely true, because it would only be an issue of Kiyum. But according to Rabba, if we said before, remember when we said, what would be the difference between Rava and Rabba? And we said the difference is Atyua Betray. So, I mean, if that was the whole point of the Machlokas, how in the world do we explain, according to Rabba, this logic? It doesn't make any sense. That was what the Takana was, that Shluchim, even though there's Shluchim, there's Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo, still need to say, Alstadin of Shlichus, they still need to say, Befadein Echtam, because of the Lishma. Oh, says Rabbi, that's not a problem. We're talking over your Liakha Shalamdu. And Liakha Shalamdu, it's sufficient to be able to have two people to be Mekayim. Wait. So then why wouldn't Chad Namin, if one person brings it, why if it was Akash Shalamdu, wouldn't that be sufficient? Now what is this supposed to be? Yochi Chad Namin. I thought we said before that Rabba agrees with Rabba. Isn't that so? Rabba agrees with Rabba. So what are you saying? Chad Nami shouldn't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Only in terms of Lishma would that make a nafkamina. It doesn't make any nafkamina at all in terms of Eidim Mitzrayim L'Kaimo. So Chad Nami would have to mean that in the event that we were talking about the other distinctions between them, such as Mimidina B'midina Achat, where Edom are Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, where we said that Dafka there's a machlokas between Rabba and Rava, and this case is talking about all cases across the board. So even if one person would bring it, then we should say the same halacha. If there's no problem, lacha shalom, we're just going through the same logic that we brought up before. So then why aren't we going to be makabel in a case of one that there's no problem as long as Edom are mitzvim l'kaimai? Well, because it's a gezer shabiyach zordava l'kukulo. Once again, that puts you between a rock and a hard place. Either you do have the gezer or you don't have the gezer. See, yochi, beitrei nami. So then you're not answering anything. Because beitrei, the might they get to mitzvah lo shchicha. We don't normally have two people delivering gittin. You ever saw two people working for FedEx? Why would they have two people? So it's a milta de lo shchicha. A milta de lo shchicha, lo gozu barabona. It's only in the post office that you have one guy who drives, another guy who comes on, that's why they go bankrupt. But certainly in UPS or in FedEx, you'll never see such a mishigas. And therefore, why would you have two people delivering a get from Chutz La'aretz? It's a milta lo shchicha. And a milta lo shchicha is indeed, actually, I think even the post office wised up. And they ended up putting the driver on the other side of the truck so he could put it in directly into the mailboxes. It used to be that there were two guys.
I thought there was one guy that had to lose it, the other guy to find it.
That's also true.
So then, we would
have two people. Until they hop, you know. Doesn't hurt to drive a British-style car. But you can do it.
Is it the least to drive a British-style
car? Not for the post office. Anyway, can we get back to
that? We don't have licenses on the car.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihyeh B'dvaro. Even the post office. So, the question over here, therefore, would be, since it's a mitzvah lo shchicha, mitzvah lo shchicha lo gozu barabona. Once again, we ask the question, and what about Isha? Isha is lo shchicha. V'tana Isha atzma mivya gita b'vachi yi tzricha lomar b'fanai nechtam v'nei nechtam. Okay, but that's because shelo tachalot b'shlichut. But shlichut, by definition, means when a shliach comes, not when shlichim come. Ihochi baal nami simkosh we had before. What if the baal himself delivers it? Alav atanya hu atzmo shevigito einot tzarich lomar v'nei nechtam v'nei nechtam. And you're saying lo tachalot b'shlichut. Yes, but a baal is not a shliach because time of mayom rabban tzarich lomar v'nei nechtam v'nei nechtam. The whole point is Dilma Ati Baal Me'ar Eru Pasale Hashta Minka Nakit Lebi Yade Irure Kamarale, and therefore there made no sense to include Baal as a shliach in the Takana. Fine. Next, let's see if we could bring a raya once again to the now limited difference between Rabba and Rava. So Tashma Hamevi Gate Miminatayam Venot Nula Velo Amarla Befanai Nechta Vanai Nechta. Now, suppose the guy brings the get, he delivers the get, and he didn't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Ve'im nitkaimu b'chotmav, kosher. Ve'im lav, pasul. So if this get turns out to be kosher because we could be mekayim it, then it doesn't matter that the baal was ma'ar er. But if not, it's a major problem because then, of course, it would be considered to be bisuyaf. Now, this teaches you, however, that the need to say b'fanai nechtam was not there in order to make life harder. It was there to make life easier. So if you still have the option of a normal kiyum, because you found two people who could identify that the witness's signature, that's fine. Well, all that we did was is we offered an easy way out for a woman not to have to start running around to be Mekayim again, okay? Then this really clarifies matters for the feminists. Have, so do you understand what this means? It means that lo hutzcho lomar b'fanai nechtam v'nai nechtam lahachmir aleha. This takana was not something that makes life harder for women. It makes life easier for women. Can we get that straight? La hakel alel. Thank you. Anyway, the problem is that this is only true according to Rava. According to Rava, it's an easier way to be Mekayim, essentially. Instead of requiring two witnesses, we'll accept an on-the-spot to make life easier for that you won't have to worry about Nitkayim or Bechotama. But according to Rabbah, how can you say those words? It's not there to make life harder. Of course it's there to make life harder. I mean, I understand that ultimately it's meant to make life easier because it helps her avoid the Yerubbaal later on in the event that there would be such an Yerubbaal. But you can't say, and so this proves. It doesn't prove. It isn't true. Because now they're going to have to address the issue of Lishma according to Rabbah. So how does Rabbah explain this? What do you mean? I agree, said Rabbah, nowadays. Wait a minute. What do you mean you agree? You said that even though Liacha Shalomdu, we keep the Gzeira of Lishma in place because the Gzeira Shemayach Zoradavar Lekilkulo. So what are you giving me this stuff? It's not making life more difficult. Of course it's making life more difficult. Well, it's true. But this case is talking about where she had already got married. So where she already got married, and it turns out that she never said b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Okay, fine, so be b'kayib the get. But Rabbah, what about Lishma? Well, we didn't make a gzeira after she got married to Patzler and maybe create Mamzerut. And of course, we don't make that gzeira. Okay, even if you want to say that. Even if you want to say that. I mean, the words don't make sense to say, Have, and so this proves to the feminists that lo hutzcho lomar b'fanai nechtam v'nai nechtam lahachmir aleha lahakel aleha. That's not the point. The point is, Have, that if a woman was nisait, we didn't make the gzeira, that's all. I mean, this is really a phony to say that. Of course it's make a machmir aleha. So it's only because mishum de nisaitu. So why are we saying it that way? No. We're only pretending to say it that way. The truth is we're addressing your response. In other words, we understand that the reader is thinking, so what? Even if she was nisait? I mean, why shouldn't we be machmer? Because maybe it wasn't written lishma. Have, That shows you. It's ridiculous. We don't really have a chashash lishma. We're trying to help her out that the Baal can't be Maharer. Since that is our concern, in the case where she was nisek, we're trying to help, not hurt. So we're not going to make a takona that in the end is going to turn her kids into mamzerim and make difficulties for a second marriage. And that's what we're saying. Maybe you'll say, shouldn't we be machmer on her and force her to get divorced? Velivka, that's the point.
But if it was badai, then it wasn't the shmo. Would that make a difference?
Of course, it would be impossible to get the children. Would be mamzerim midiraita, because time am I. What was the whole point of our gezeira? Dilma atibama arapasule. We are worried that the Baal may come to say it was written shalolishma. I mean, you understand the absurdity of your suggestion. We, because we're concerned that the husband will be ma'arer in some rare case and claim it was shalolishma, we should become the husband. We should be ma'arer. Maybe it was written shalolishma. I mean, did you ever hear anything so stupid? Obviously, that we're going to make a takana to be the ones who are the husband. We're trying to avoid the husband, okay? But if the husband didn't show up, so now we're going to come along and say we're going to pass it. Hashta baal lo kamar. So best it should say, let's take the baal side of bimar. Anan nekem an arale. In fact, this machloket of Rabbi Rova is a much earlier machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because there too, now we didn't know who said what initially, but we did know that Chadam alafishen bekim lishma, v'chadam alafishen emin mitzvim lekaimo. And I think we can figure out who said what. Because Tistayim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said, because ein bekim lishma. Because once, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba came and brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in his bezdin, and he said to him, must I say b'fanayim nechtam or not? Omar lo, no, that's an old-fashioned takana. Lo tzarichat. Lo omra lo bedorot arishonim, shein bekin lishma. This was a problem before YouTube. Ava bedorot achronim de bekin lishma lo. Tistayim. So this proves that it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who said that the problem was Lishma. Ah, man, that is ridiculous. Vitizbra, please. Rabbi held of Rava. There was never a machloket about whether we have to be chayish about Eidim Mitzim Lekaimo. That we proved. There's no way for anybody to avoid that. We went through hell till we finally have figured out that, well, of course, it wasn't exclusive. But the question of Rabba was not whether we're chayish for Eidim Mitzvim L'Kayim. Of course we're chayish for Eidim Mitzvim L'Kayim. The question is whether we're also chayish for Lishma. So he's addressing the Lishma. But how would he possibly address the fact that there, you don't have Eidim Mitzvim L'Kayim, right? Huh? So obviously you're misreading the case. Not to mention the fact that we also proved there was no way out of it, that even if the issue was that Ein Bekiyam Lishma, and we would say that the Dorot Arishonim, and now things have changed, we proved from Mishnahs and Brisot that there's no way to get out of the fact that the Gezerah would stand because the Gezerah Shemiyach Zerah Davar L'Kil Kulo. The way that Rabbah was learning. The same logic would have to apply to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So why was he saying, nah, don't worry about that old-fashioned gezer. Well, what about the fact that Shemayach Zerah Davar L'Kil Kulo? So obviously you're misreading the whole case over here. You're saying that because we mentioned Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, and we didn't mention anybody else, so probably it was a case of one shliach. Well, you're wrong. It was talking about Rabbi Shimon bar Abba came with someone else. The reason that we don't include him, well, what are we going to mention? We're going to say Reb Shimon bar Abba and George Lucas appeared before Reb Yeshua. But I mean, what a bizoyan for Reb Shimon bar Abba to mention George Lucas in the same sentence. So Inishachrina Havibada. Well, we're going to mention somebody else. And we said that the real issue over here was discussed between Reb Shimon bar Abba and Reb Yeshua ben Levi. But obviously, this was a case where we addressed the Ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, because as we already said, if two people bring it, there's never a problem of Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo. And as to the question of what do we do about Lishma, as we said before, none of this applies because it's a Milta Lo Shikha, Shnayim Shevi'u, etc., etc. There never was a Shemeh Zahar Davar L'Kukulo in that case. As we said on Ahmed Aleph, review please.
What does it have to do with Tashri Shavim?
Because otherwise we'd have Mikra Adin HaChashash of Lishma. Now we only have a Gezerah, and that Gezerah we didn't apply again. Itma. Okay, let's see if we can prove more here. We got another interesting discussion between Rioch and Reb Chanina. And that was, we already saw a little bit about this earlier, except we never got into what the logic was between the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. How many people need to be present when the get is delivered? So before they come on, not to nalo. This shliach is bringing a get. He needs to say before nainichtam, before nainichtam. Can he just say it to the woman? Well, obviously not. Because if the issue over here, as we saw earlier, just on the simple level, is how did we have an excuse to accept a testimony of a single shliach was only because there was either a formal deposition with the two Aiden, or he was actually saying it in court, and he had to face interrogation, and therefore all these questions of Lishma would have come up according to Rabbah, or it would be at least the equivalent of a normal Qiyam, and so on according to Rava, and the Shliach prepares himself mentally, and therefore we won't accept the Rabbah. But that was the whole idea. So that's for sure. But now, the difference between having a deposition with two witnesses, or actually appearing in court, what is the basis of that distinction? So let's start from the beginning. We didn't even know who said what, okay? We had Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chadamar b'fnei Shnayim, Chadamar b'fnei Shlosha. We didn't know who said what. Let's first establish who said what. I say, it's clearly Rabbi Yochanan who was the one who said that you need two witnesses, not the court, because it once happened that Ravin Bar of Chista brought a get, the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Mefarish, deliver this get in front of two people, Ba'apitrei, and then say in front of those two people, for Nainichtav of Nainichtav. Okay, fine. So that is staying. Fine. Now we know who said what. So Rabbi Yochanan said in front of two, Rabbi Chanina said in front of three. What are they arguing about? Might it be that they're gufa arguing about the machlokas of Rabba and Rava, about what the purpose of saying b'fanay nechtam is? So if you hold that the almost it's Barnea's bad hashpah. So if you hold that the purpose is the issue of Lishma, so then fine, that can be addressed in front of two people. We're simply trying to make certain that we have people around who can testify that this was properly delivered and properly written. If the issue is that you're trying to do the equivalent of a kiyum with a instead of having a normal kiyum, we're believing the particular shliach who's the witness, okay, but then you need at least the other requirements of a normal kiyum. It's done in front of a court. So then we'd have to do the financial shot. That's a simple explanation between the two, right? So apparently they'd be arguing, Lema Boka Miflege. Mind you, Rabbi Fneshnaim, Sir Rabbi Yochanan holds two is enough, Kasavel Fishem Bekin Lishma. And if you have two witnesses who would be able to now support the kashrus of the get, that's fine. That's all we want to achieve. But the Rabbi Fneshlo Shaka Savar, that the issue is Lufisha Einaid and Mitzuyim Lakaima. Well, we're going to get to this. Don't worry. Patience. We'll ask the obvious questions. So question number one is that we also had a machlokas before, and we said we don't know who said what. And that machlokas was between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? Just like 10 lines ago. And over there we proved that it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who said the Fishen Bekiyam Lishma. Now, if we have a binary issue here, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who holds Ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, then Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds Ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo. In which case, how did they reverse positions now? How did Rabbi Yochanan turn out to be the one who would be saying that it's because of the problem of Lishma, and therefore two is enough? He should be the one who holds you need three. So how did Rabbi Yochanan be the one over here who said the odd? I mean, so, okay, it could come Rabbi Yochanan Mishnai. Not to mention the fact that it's a ridiculous thing that you just said. Because Rabbah holds of Rava anyway. So we always need to address the problem of Einayna Mitzuyim Lekaimo, in which case we're always going through an ersatz kiyun, in which case we should always need a bezdin. So it's crazy. Ooh, okay. That burns. Ella de Kulam, you're right. Okay. Everybody agrees being an Einayna Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Fine. What's the question? The question is, what is the din of the shliach himself in this case? Do we look at the shliach as the baal dover, since he's the person that is making the delivery? Well, obviously not. I mean, if we looked at him as the baal dover, then he couldn't even serve as a witness, right? I mean, we're at least accepting his testimony. As a matter of fact, we're treating his testimony almost as if it's the equivalent of two witnesses. So now the question is, okay, what about someone who's acting as a witness? I mean, can't it be that having witnessed something, you can testify in front of two members of the court and then sit down and paskin as part of the bezdin because you're part of a bezdin that legally heard testimony as a moshav tlata? That question is shliach, whether Eidna said dayan or not. Now, that's an overall question. It happens to be that we paskin in a derabbanan, of course, this is a derabbanan, that indeed an eid is nasa dayan. So, there's two separate issues. There's the acceptance of testimony. The acceptance of testimony can be done in front of two. Then there's the halach of the psak, in which the din is discussed, and we go according to the rove and so on, in which you need three. Fine. So, two hear the testimony. Now I put on my wig, sit down, and now I'm the judge. And what's the difference if I was the aide? Okay, so there the question is, Hocha b'shliach nasa aid, the aid nasa dayan kamiflik. If Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's enough that we have shnayim. So he obviously holds, look, in the same way that shliach is nasa aid, despite the fact that he is the guy that's delivering this very get that he's testifying about, the aid can also be, that is to say, the shliach. I mean, basically, we have three hats, right? So first, his hat says FedEx. Then his hat says aid. Then his wig says Dayan. Okay, so what's the problem? So therefore, it's enough to have two. So Kasava, but Rabbi Hanina holds, Manyom Rabbi Fnei Shlosha, he holds he only has two hats. The FedEx hat comes off, the aid hat goes on, yes, but the wig is taking a little too far. So Shliach is Nasa aid, the aid Nasa Dayan. But wait a minute, says the Gemara, but we do have a psak about that issue. Well, Kaimalan, that in any Drabbanan, and of course this is like the ultimate Drabbanan, in any Drabbanan, an aid is not Sadayan. So how would we suddenly create a machlokas? Why create a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina on a halacha psuka? Ela hakabal kemiflege. Whoops, okay, let's try it again. Mar Sovar. You forgot about the question. If a woman can bring her own get, or for that matter, bring another person's get, and now we have it in our minds, I mean, this is like a complicated situation where we've even lost track about how this whole gzera came into effect anyway, but we do know that when somebody comes along, they need to say before Nainechtam, for Nainechtam, in front of two people, right? Okay. Now, do we actually realize that we took off the FedEx hat, that we put on this, that we put on a wig? You know, I mean, all that we see is the wig. So the woman walks in with a sheitel. It's like, good. No, I mean, she's got a wig. So why can't she sit as the member of Besdin? I mean, do we realize that the reason she's wearing a sheitel in this case is because she's a dayan? No. I mean, otherwise we'd say, what?
She
can't. That's the problem. But once we create this formal mechanism, it's okay if the FedEx man delivers it. because then he'll become a Dayan. And we haven't taken into consideration that one day, it's hard to believe, but one day you may say a FedEx person instead of a FedEx man. Then what happens? Oh, then nobody's going to remember that this shaitel is something else. So because of that, Zimdin Vamaititilai Yitatava Samchiala. And the other one says, that is ridiculous. A FedEx person, I've heard of such a thing. Isha Meda Yadi. Everybody knows it's a woman, and therefore they will not accept her as a Dayan. Velo Samchiala. Tanika Vasudur Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, we have a bright that says two is enough. I may be getting Natayam, Vinatnula, Velo Amarla, Bevanainektavanainektam, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. Woo! So if it weren't Mekayim, this Takona, then you would require a actual forcible removal of the woman from her husband. The children are Dayanim. Mabzerim, sorry. It was a slip before the slip. You know, nowadays in Israel, they can put you away for that. You know, attacking the Supreme Court. God help us. There is no bigger sin. The Chachamim, Omrin. Ain havlad mamzer. No. It's very simple. Take the same document back, okay? Bring two witnesses and say in front of them, Yachzor b'yitzenel b'fnei shnayim. B'fnei shnayim. And repeat b'fnei nechtam, b'fnei nechtam, the way you should have in the first place, okay? This shows that you only need shnayim, not shlosha, because otherwise what good would it do to go back in front of two? So you see, that's what you need. That's what the Tana is saying. By the way, does Rabbi Meir really make sense to say? I mean, this was like a old takana to avoid an era of because I didn't say for the children of Mamzerim. I mean, it sounds awfully exaggerated. Yes, because this is Rabbi Meir Lishitosai. The Omer of Amnuna Mishmei De'ula, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, in any case, and there's many, many takanas that we make. For instance, there's dating systems that are puzzle for get, as we'll see later on. See, but they use the wrong dating system. Rabbi Meir says, Avlad Mamzer. But there doesn't even need to be a date, except because of a takana drabana of whatever that we discussed, Yachpela, whatever. So he said over there, Rabbi Meir Shita is that Gittin are a strictly controlled and defined by the Rabbanan issue in exactly the same way that Kiddushin is defined. And we could, because of that, we even have cases where the Rabbanan are Mevatel a marriage. Why? You did everything in terms of marriages, in terms of Kedat Moshe Yisrael. In which case, if you don't perform the get properly, it is not a get. And therefore, kol ha'mashaneh mimatbea shetavu chachamim on any level, begitin yotzi v'avlad mamzer. There's a whole discussion among the achronim whether this means literally avlad mamzer, the way we would say about kiddushin issues, that it affects the diorita, or he just made a takana that avlad mamzer mirabon in terms of a chizik on the definition of get. Fine, that we'll try to bring rias to later. Now, you know what? Let's leave that for it starts a new sugya. And yes, sir.
What document in those days was given to the woman after the gittin was over to prove that she had?
Let us wait and see what our Gemara says to do.
I know what they do now.
Yes, indeed.
What do they do now?
The get is destroyed.
Rip
destroyed. It's cut.
Rip.
Everything says
why would we say that? That we'll have to see later. We'll see. Halkaba mayaskinan dafei begitin. Halkaba mayaskinan liachar shalom du. So then I understand. Liachar shalom du. It's an iyachi yoko nami. Ah, gizir shemiyach zedavalekikul. Ah, it's an iyachi eno yoko nami. I don't understand. Well, what about the fact that an Isha is lo shkicha? V'tana Isha atzmami v'yagita u'bevat shetzicha lomar b'fanay nechtam v'fanay nechtam. That's because shalot tachalot b'shlichut. But that's a different situation than the question of events that are unusual. Some guy gets a stroke in the middle of testimony. Well, look, time of my Amar Rabban and Tzarek Lamar Rufanayinikta in the first place. The whole thing is based on these difficult husbands. This is a cooperative husband. And Ashtemin Kadnak Rabiyade, why should we include him in the Dinim of Shlichut? Irurikom Arale. Toshma. Look, think about it. Now, this makes a great deal of sense according to Rava, but according to Rava, how do you explain it? But that would apply even to one person. But then that should apply even to Treinami. Ah, betray the mighty Gita is Miltaloshkicha, Logos Barabonat, Shlichut is defined in the original Gezerah as Shliach Echad. Well, what about Isha? Isha's lo shchicha. Tan Isha Atzma, maybe a Gita, Vachi Atzma Tzicha Lomar Befani Lechot Vanechtam. But that's Shlichut. And we already said, Shalot Tachalok B'Shlichut. Yochi Baal Nami Alamatanyu Atzmo Shevi Gito and Tzirch Lomar Befani Lechot Vanechtam. Yes, but why would we view him as a Shliach? If the whole time of my Yom Rabban Tzarek Lomar Vanechtam is because Dimati Baal Mar Eru Posile, if Hashtam Inkad Nakad Lebiyade, so then, what, he's going to become a recalcitrant husband all of a sudden? Irurei Kom Harale. Toshma, HaMevi Gate, Vinatayam Venat Nulav Alom, Vifanechtam, so then Im Nitkayim Bechotam Av Kasher, Vim Lav Posul, which proves to you, Havela Hutzuch Olomar Vifanechtam, Vifanechtam, Lachmir Alea, Ela La Kel Alea. Now this is all very nice according to Rava. What about according to Rava, where it's definitely going to create new problems of Lishma? Well, Achmai Skin Lachashalam do. So, you already said that its Gezerah stayed in place, Liachashalam do. Ha'amr Gezerah Shem Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulo. Yeah, but here we're talking about Kishanisa. Okay, so then it has nothing to do with what you said. It's not because Havi Lo Hutzkolo Marvel, that isn't even so. The only reason we're in Mekel is because she was already Nisaitu. That's what it meant, Achikomar. V'chit hema nonetheless. Let's go lachmir aleha. V'lifka. Well, for heaven's sakes, have you lo'utzcho lomar, v'fanei nechtam, lachmir aleha, elakel aleha, meaning the only purpose was to contain a baal. Dilmati baal ma'arer posele. If that's the case, if the hashta baal lo'kam ha'arer, so we're going to be the ones to be the baal? That would be a little bit silly now, wouldn't it? Ananekam and Arale, that's what it means, Havilo Amar. Now, actually, this machlokas Rabba Varava is an older machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Bishur ben Levi. Chadam alafishen mikin lishma, v'chadam alafishen in mitzvim l'kaimai. And before discussing it, let's figure out who holds what. I think this time the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Amar Lefishen Bekin Lishma? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, I think it's the Kabbalah of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, for Amar Le, Tzrich, Mevanai Nechta, Vanai Nechta, Molo, and he said to him, nah, Lo Tzricha, because Lo Amar Ela Bedorot HaRishonim Shem Bekin Lishma. Nowadays, there's no Chashash. So Bedorot HaAchronim, the Bekin Lishma, Lo. So that proves that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is Dafka, the one who is saying that the issue initially was Lishma. Excuse me, Tizbra. I thought Rabbi Itle de Rava. So how is he addressing the problem of Enimitzim Lekaimet? V'yod Amrina Shamayazet Avar Lekukulo. So obviously this is not the case. The case over here was that Reb Shimon Bar Abba had an Inish Achrinim with him. The reason we don't mention him is Mishum Kvodo, the Rabbi Shimon. Itma, b'fnei kama not nola. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shlaim, Rabbi Shlosha. Again, let's try to figure out who said what. I say to Stayim that it was Rabbi Yochanan who said b'fnei shnayim, because Rav and Baruch Chista, I think it came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said b'feirish, zil havla b'apitrei, v'eimalu b'fnei nechta, b'fnei nechta. To Stayim. Okay, so now what's the machlokas? That Rabbi Yochanan who said b'fnei shnayim, as we just proved, So he must hold l'fishen bekiyim lishma. Now we have two witnesses that will back up this get. He holds the problem is l'fishen imnisim l'kaimo. What? But in the previous case, we proved that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was the one who held l'fishen bekiyim lishma, and the only reason that he didn't need to address the issue of einim imnisim l'kaimo was because two people were involved. But that would prove that Rabbi Yochanan, he was the one who said l'fishen einim imnisim l'kaimo. So how did all of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan switch his stripes? Not to mention the fact that it wouldn't make any difference anyway, because Rabbah holds a Rava, and you would still need to be worried about Kiyam has to be in front of a Besdin. The question is whether the Shliach helps to constitute the Besdin with the other two. So Acham Shliach Nasa Eid, and then the Eid is Nasa Bayin Kabiflege. Man the Amar Bifnei Shnaim holds that it's really Bifnei Shlosha. Why? Because in the same way we changed the Shliach's hat initially to turn him into an Eid, we changed the Eid's wig to make him into a Dayan. Man the Amar Bifnei Shlosha Kasava. It's all very nice to the Shliach Nasa Eid, but we don't allow the Eid to be Nasa Dayan. Yeah, but first, that's not even true. Because a kaimlum bin rabbanan that an aid is nasadayin. So why would we make this a machlokas? Now, lachabakam if we get. Mar sefer kibin di ishak shir ala eviyat aget. So what happens in a case where a woman brings it, and zimnin maitla yitata, and then they think they know the rules, and they're not even taking into consideration logic behind the rules after a while. So you forget that. Okay, so then there will be semech on her, v'samche aleh. They'll sense something is different. They know she can't be part of a bezdin. And lo samchela. Tanik about the Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe get me the yamadat of a loam. I'll be finding nechta from a nechta. Yotziva avlad mamzer to Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim remain avlad mamzer. And here is the part that is alib to Rabbi Yochanan. They said, okay, so what do we do now? Ketzad yaseh yitlen emen of yachzor v'yitznen ala bifnei shnayim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. V'yomar b'fayin nechta from a nechta. What is the meaning of Rabbi Meir saying it's a mamzer? What, just because it's takana derabbanan? I mean, mishum delomar fanai nechta fanai nechtam yotziv avlad mamzer. That's crazy. In Rabbi Meir latayne, diomar vamnuna bishmei deula omer haya Rabbi Meir kolam eshanem imadbeir shetavu chachamim begitin yotziv avlad mamzer.